Every night is a festive occasion at Heinz Hall for the Performing Arts, but this is a Pittsburgh Symphony Gala with Anne-Sophie Mutter Violin, Music Director Manfred Honeck, and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. On the way, the Carmen Fantasy by Pablo de Sarasate, but first, music from the opera by Georges Bizet that inspired Sarasate. Bizet's Carmen is in four acts. The libretto was written by Ludovic Halévy, based on a novella of the same name by Prosper Mérimée. Carmen was first performed at the Opéra Comique in Paris on the 3rd of March, 1875. It wasn't especially successful at first. The initial run extended to 36 performances, but Bizet didn't make it to the end of that first run. He never knew how successful the opera would become. Carmen tells the story of the downfall of Don José, a naive soldier who's seduced by the wiles of the fiery gypsy Carmen. José abandons his childhood sweetheart and deserts from his military duties, yet loses Carmen's love to the glamorous Toreador Escamillo, after which José kills Carmen in a jealous rage. The Toreador's song is one of the most widely known hits of the opera world. Here's Manfred Honeck to conduct music from the opera Carmen by Georges Bizet.
Thank you.
Carmen Suites by Georges Bizet, with Manfred Honeck conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. After we heard the Fate theme of the opera, we heard the Aragonese, the interlude before Act 4, also used by Pablo de Sarasate in his Carmen Fantasy, which is coming up next with Anne-Sophie Mutter. The Carmen Fantasy is one of Pablo de Sarasate's most often performed works. It's considered one of the most challenging and technically demanding pieces for the violin. Pablo de Sarasate was born in Pamplona, Spain, the son of an artillery bandmaster. He began studying the violin with his father at the age of 5, and he later took lessons from a local teacher. His musical talent became evident early on, and he appeared in his first public concert at the age of 8. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, music by Pablo de Sarasate, his Carmen Fantasy, played by violinist Anne-Sophie Mutter.
Thank you.
The Carmen Fantasy by Pablo de Sarasate, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with music director Manfred Honeck conducting. Our soloist was Anne-Sophie Mutter. James Whistler, who created Whistler's Mother, also painted Arrangement in Black, Pablo de Sarasate, in 1884. It's a portrait of Pablo de Sarasate standing in his Parisian salon. The portrait was Whistler's entry in the first Carnegie International in Pittsburgh in 1896, a year after the Pittsburgh Symphony was founded. Andrew Carnegie bought it for the Carnegie Institute as the second acquisition for the permanent collection and the fourth acquisition of a Whistler by any American museum. In Arthur Conan Doyle's short story, The Red-Headed League, in 1891, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson go to a concert by Pablo de Sarasate. Jim Cunningham with you for a Pittsburgh Symphony Gala Concert. Next, it's Maurice Ravel's Bolero. Ravel wrote the music as a ballet commissioned by Russian ballerina Ida Rubinstein. The music was first heard in 1928. It became Ravel's greatest hit. Conductor Arturo Toscanini gave the American premiere of Bolero with the New York Philharmonic in 1929. The performance was a great success, bringing shouts and cheers from the audience, according to a New York Times review. One critic declared that it was Toscanini who launched the career of the Bolero. Another critic wrote that Toscanini had made Ravel into almost an American national hero. On May 4, 1930, Toscanini performed Bolero with the New York Philharmonic at the Paris Opera as part of the orchestra's European tour. Toscanini's tempo was significantly faster than Ravel preferred, and Ravel let Toscanini know he was unhappy by refusing to respond to Toscanini's gesture during the audience ovation. There followed an exchange between the two men backstage, which became part of the Toscanini legend. Arturo Toscanini was known for his fiery outbursts and temper tantrums, especially with his musicians. Here's an example of one Toscanini outburst found on YouTube, where he asks his players if they know what an andante is.
What you play in one, andante. You don't know the Italian thing, andante, what it means? Impossible to believe that you can be so stupid. You can't believe, no! Oh, for the Dio Santissimo. Madonna Santissima. I can go. I can go.
Conductor Arturo Toscanini, music director of the NBC Symphony Orchestra, in a moment of tension with his orchestra. Maurice Ravel was a composer and a conductor. He was often asked to conduct his own works, and he recorded several, as in the recording of Bolero, which you're hearing now, with the Lamoureux Orchestra, made in 1932. So imagine Toscanini hearing Ravel say, "It's too fast." Toscanini told Ravel, "It's the only way to save the work." Ravel said, "That's not my tempo." Toscanini replied, "When I play it at your tempo, it doesn't work." But Maurice Ravel had the last word, saying, "So don't play it." Having heard Ravel conduct Bolero his way, here's how Arturo Toscanini conducted it with the NBC Orchestra in 1939. Arturo Toscanini conducting Ravel's Bolero in 1939 with the NBC Orchestra. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with Ravel's Bolero.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bolero by Maurice Ravel, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Manfred Honeck. Ravel's Bolero was one of the last pieces he wrote before illness forced him into retirement. Only his two piano concertos and the song cycle Don Quixote a Dulcinea followed Bolero. From 1991 to 1996, the music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony conducted regularly at the Zurich Opera House. From 97 to 98, he was music director of the Norwegian National Opera in Oslo. He also held a regular post from 96 to 99 with the MDR Symphony Orchestra in Leipzig. In 1998, he was named the principal guest of the Oslo Philharmonic. For 6 years, from 2000 to 2006, he was music director of the Swedish Radio Symphony. And he spent 4 years as General Music Director of the Staatsoper Stuttgart, beginning in 2007. The Pittsburgh Symphony's music director, William Steinberg, recorded Bolero for the Capitol label. Ann-Sophie Mutter has been our guest for this gala concert. She is beloved everywhere she goes. She played the Dvorak Concerto when she toured with the Pittsburgh Symphony in August and September of 2013, playing it at the Grafenegg Festival in Austria and in Lucerne and Frankfurt. In Berlin, she joined the Pittsburgh to play Chain 2 by Witold Lutosławski, which was written for her. Ann-Sophie Mutter recorded the Dvorak Concerto for Deutsche Grammophon with Manfred Honeck conducting the Berlin Philharmonic in February of 2013. I had a chance to speak with Ann-Sophie Mutter while the orchestra was on tour.
They took the recording of Maestro Honeck's debut with the Berlin Philharmonic, which the digital concert hall of the orchestra was showing for a few months, and made a DVD out of it. And that's actually quite nice to hear also two different interpretations of one and the same piece, because obviously every evening is slightly different. And therefore it's the luxury edition, because you have two versions.
And we can go to your website and see the diary of the making of
yes,
the
concerto. Yes, you can watch the blog about the Dvorak. I try to point out in this blog about Dvorak what I find is musically important to know, what I personally feel are the musical high points. Also, the background of the development of the concerto, because it had a quite difficult time. It was supposed to be premiered by Josef Joachim, for whom Brahms also had written the violin concerto. Joachim turned it down. And I think the blog, for somebody who is not totally familiar with Dvorak, might hold some information which helps to deepen your love for this underplayed piece.
Ann-Sophie Mutter on tour with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Ann-Sophie has performed the concerto written for her by former Pittsburgh Symphony music director Andre Previn at Heinz Hall. She played the Brahms concerto in 2010 with Manfred Honeck in the middle of a blinding snowstorm that forced a rare cancellation of their second concert. Ann-Sophie Mutter also played the Johannes Brahms violin concerto with Maris Janssens at Heinz Hall on February 5th, 1999. We'll hear the closing pages of Johannes Brahms violin concerto, first heard in Leipzig on the 1st of January, 1879. It was played by Josef Joachim, to whom it is dedicated. It is the only violin concerto Brahms wrote, and according to Joachim, one of the four great German violin concerti. He said the greatest was Beethoven's, the one by Brahms vies with it in seriousness. The richest, the most seductive, was written by Max Bruch, but the most inward, the heart's jewel, is Mendelssohn's. This Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast began with Ann-Sophie Mutter playing the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, and we'll close with Johannes Brahms. The third movement of the Brahms Violin Concerto inspired Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice to write Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, the big number from the musical Evita. Here is Maris Janssens to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Ann-Sophie Mutter plays the Brahms Violin Concerto.
Thank you.
Violin Concerto in D Major, Opus 77 by Johannes Brahms, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and former music director Maris Janssens. The violinist was Anne-Sophie Mutter. We began this gala concert at Heinz Hall with the Mendelssohn Italian Symphony No. 4. Then we heard Anne-Sophie Mutter play the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. We had the Carmen Suite by Georges Bizet and the Pablo de Sarasate Carmen Fantasy with Anne-Sophie Mutter. We also heard Maurice Ravel's Bolero, making it a festive night in Pittsburgh. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for joining me. I hope you'll return next week for another broadcast by the Pittsburgh Symphony. In the meantime, write for your Pittsburgh Symphony program reading light. It'll fit in your wallet. It's perfect for reading concert programs in low light, and it magnifies small print. Just write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Be sure to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. The address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Visit our website at psoradio.org, or you can send email directly to pso@wqed.org. Manfred Honeck is music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Our coordinating producer is Brian Savar, recording producer and editor Ricardo Schultz. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, a production of WQED Multimedia, is made possible by a grant from the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and by the listeners of Classical QED 89.3.
PRI, Public Radio International.